So much the more did they publish it, and he hath done all things well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. 70 years ago today, on the feast of the Curé of Ars, St. Jean-Marie Vianney, Thursday, the 9th of August, 1945, at 11:02 in the morning, an atom bomb was detonated directly over St. Mary's Cathedral in Nagasaki, the largest Catholic city and church in Japan and in all of the Orient. There were about 12,000 to 14,000 parishioners before the bomb. About 8 perished, 8,000 at the very least. Two priests were hearing confessions for First Friday. There were about 30 faithful in the cathedral. They were all instantly incinerated, as were tens of thousands of others, killed or mortally wounded in a moment, a disproportionately large number of them Japanese Christians, proud descendants of those hidden Christians, converts first made by St. Francis Xavier, who had survived centuries of government persecution. The church in Japan was founded by St. Francis Xavier on the Assumption in the year 1549. But on this day, it was almost wiped out, not by a government persecution under the emperor, but by a Christian nation, and that in mere seconds. Everyone knew back then the war was pretty much over, it was finished. But the Americans wanted to see the bomb in action, and later on they would call this shock and awe. They wanted to impress the Russians, and I think they did, because the Russians went out and bought themselves some bombs too, and they wanted to get revenge on the Japanese. The dropping of the bomb, says Bishop Sheen, changed everything and left in the wake of its radioactive fireball and mushroom cloud in the sky, not only so many tens of thousands of civilians boiled, evaporated, carbonized, or just gone, disappeared, but also the remnants of Christendom, Catholic civilization, carbonized, evaporated, disappeared. Boundaries, says Bishop Sheen, limits were broken down. God's laws were flouted, the Creator mocked. The morality of a just war, carefully elaborated by Catholic theologians over the centuries, no longer applied. Bishop Sheen says, that's because there was no longer any boundary, no delineation between military and civilian, between helper and helped, between that terrible day, the wounded and doctor or nurse, the living and the dead. It is a curious thing. Generally, it's the peaceniks, the leftists. They'll be out today someplace or another demonstrating against war, nuclear war. But the atomic bomb is the very triumph of liberalism. The Mason-ordered destruction of La Cité Catholique, of Christian civilization. Truman was 33rd degree, symbolizing the destruction of the very concept of Christendom. Within 50 years, on St. Joseph's Day, 2003, the Feast of Purim, the Jewish Feast of Revenge, another president would send more bombs, conventional but quite deadly, to destroy the fragile peace of the Middle East and to begin the persecution and flight of Christians who had been there since the beginning, the emptying out of the Bible lands of Christians and their only choice, exile, death, or a degrading slavery. Behold the fruit of our perpetual wars. And in our land, there is a price to be paid as well. Choice must now reign supreme. You get to choose if it's a baby or not. You get to choose if you're male or female, if it's a marriage or not. You see, Bishop Sheen says this, we broke down the boundaries and the limits. And from that time on, the world has said, we want no one limiting us with his laws. We want no restraint. We recognize no borders. I have to do what I want to do. Governments are supposed to lead, and so they did, by example, first of all, and now by law, to the perfect expression of liberalism, which is, I remind you, a sin. No restraint, no rules will bind me. The mushroom cloud hovers over us threateningly because we have no God over us anymore. Who was it who said, non serviam? Ah, Satan. I will not serve. In those 70 years, we have seen more nuclear bombs, but now of the virtual sort. The destruction, in their wake, of the Catholic Church. The destruction of common morality, marriage just lately in the West. We have gone from the end justifying the means to I'm going to do what I want to do. You know what I mean? The indiscriminate killing of the innocent in war, especially in Nagasaki, the nursery of Christianity in Japan, preceded and foreshadowed the direct attack on life in the nursery of the American womb, abortion. The current war on Christians in the Bible lands is a sad epilogue to this satanic strategy. Please remember, leftists, as well as befuddled Catholics, it is the triumph of liberalism, which knows no superior being or law, and which will bend to no higher power than brute force. This is our reality today. But our Mass this morning is a joyful one. Today's epistle speaks of the Savior's resurrection, his triumph over those same brute forces of sin and of death, that fatal alliance of pagan government and Jewish strategy. They were apostles, which mean they had seen the Lord, the risen Lord, with their own eyes. They beheld the shining face of the glorified Savior. And in the gospel, we have the common folk, the Jews, delighted to witness his miracles, how he made the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. And then they talked it up to anyone who would listen. Look, he hath done all things well. Any of you who have ever attended the beautiful Easter Vigil at St. Gertrude's, the Holy Saturday, lessons from the Old Testament, so long but so lovely, chanted away by the bishop in the dark corner with sitting on his fald stool, will perhaps have read along with him from the book of Daniel. Did you ever tell this Bible story to your children? The story of the three young men who would not worship Nebuchadnezzar Rex, Nebuchadnezzar the king, and how they were thrown into the fiery furnace that was heated up 7 times its customary power, and how they were unharmed in the midst of the flame. This is the miracle of 70 years ago today, the miracle of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It is a triumph of Our Lady of Fatima over the blasphemous anti-Fatima of the atomic bomb. Remember how at Fatima, Our Blessed Lady made the sun to dance in the sky and to descend? And now each time when she came, from May through October, there would be an eerie light first. And how, when the sun started to descend, 70,000 frightened witnesses lived to tell of it. And she came not to make a nuclear holocaust or to split the atom, but for healing and to warn us against it. 3 days before Nagasaki, on another Catholic feast day, the Transfiguration, again, a miracle of light and of tremendous power, our Lord's blinding divinity shines forth through his humanity for just a few minutes. Satan's anti-transfiguration, the atomic bomb, with its blinding light, first tested in Catholic New Mexico at the blasphemously named Trinity site. It was detonated at 8:15 in the morning on August the 6th. A German Jesuit priest at the Church of Our Lady of the Assumption in Hiroshima, having offered his mass early, was sitting down to breakfast in his kitchen. He remembers he was just digging into the grapefruit. They were 8 blocks only from the hypocenter, as it is called, of the blast. And he emerged from this nuclear furnace. Well, it was scratched up and bloody with bruises. In the hole of his back, he had shards of glass. But essentially, he was untouched, as were the 3 other priests with him in that fiery furnace that morning of the Transfiguration. The wooden rectory, by rights, should have exploded, and they should have been dead, as was anyone and everyone else. as much as three times the distance from themselves. But they, well, you read it in Daniel, they walked in the midst of the flame, praising God, and I saw the three of them, and then Daniel says, and there was a fourth with the form of the Son of God. That's the priest by his ordination. Four priests, witnesses to this apocalypse in this fiery furnace. One of them, Father Schiff, was tested over 200 times in his life for radiation exposure. None was ever found in him. And the reason? He is convinced that they were spared because there, in that little wooden house, they were living the Fatima message, the daily rosary, heaven's peace plan. And after the war, for many years, these eyewitnesses, these apostles, went everywhere with the tale of what they had seen and survived. I read this weekend a fascinating account of Father Schiff's visit just north of here to Bay City, Michigan, in the late 1970s, so close to us in time and location. Eyewitnesses and more, they were walking miracles, these men, protected, spared by Our Lady's mantle, the scapular, the daily rosary, and devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. You survived. That's why you're here. Some of you, I think, are radiation-free. Others, testing may find trace amounts, no more, or else you wouldn't be here on this lovely, sunny summer's morning. But will your family continue to survive the great evils and destruction, spiritual, I mean, and moral and physical, unleashed by liberalism and by sin and by unrestrained war? Will you survive? Because we're all affected. Ah, but let it be only cuts and bruises and bits of glass, as it was for the four young men, the missionaries in Japan. Will there be another nuclear war? We live now in the state of perpetual war, and they have never stopped talking about it since, have they, for 70 years. And now there's Iran and North Korea and Israel and Pakistan and AIPAC and the rest. But we are already living in ashes and ruin. If you're walking around with your faith intact, praising God, it is because He has some good which He intends for you to do. And it is thanks to Our Lady and her rosary and her scapular. Would you like to see your family survive? The Jesuit priest said, "We believe that we survived because we were living the message of Fatima. We lived it and prayed the rosary daily in that house." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.